Okay, Friday Night Feels, we are live and streaming, I mean, and recording, so we know that that is always a good sign. I've been having, I don't know anyone else who's been watching has had any wild experience with the weather, but my internet has definitely been zonky this last week, so glad to be here again. This is Friday Night Feels, and I am licensed mental health counselor and certified life coach, Patrick Manette. And Friday Night Feels is a show that focuses on men, relationships, and wellness. The focus of the show is to create connection and to be able to discuss life issues that affect us all and how to be the healthiest versions of ourselves. Each show, I invite a guest to join me and to discuss their experiences with relationships, healing, and wellness. And this week, I have the wonderful guest. Sorry, my computer just jumped. Of Coach Aisha Tahir. So welcome to Friday Night Feels, Aisha.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Yeah, and sorry, I have a little, so I apologize, Aisha, I forgot to tell you. I've just been having some internet issues, so we'll just have to roll with it if that's okay.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that my internet stays perfect too, because I'm in a hotel room.
So we'll just roll with it. It's the best thing about a podcast. That's all we can do. So I just would like to share a little bit of Coach Aisha's history. She is a corporate wellness professional and human movement scientist on a mission to help busy desk-bound professionals live a better life through upright posture. She is the founder and operator of Tone and Strengthen, a virtual fitness solutions company, speaker, author, and contributing writer. She's helped many desk-bound teams unlock the door to self-confidence, courage, and improved health by providing fitness coaching to correct their posture. Her book, Unhunched, about discovering wellness through posture, is coming out in May 2023. Oh my gosh, that's next month, May? Yes?
Yeah,
yay! Congratulations! That's awesome. Wow. Okay. So there's so much to unpack here. Do we want to start? I'm so excited because, you know, you and I were chatting a little bit, and it's really interesting that before COVID, I never would have really had a conversation like this. It wouldn't have picked my interest as much because I think in so many of us, we don't really think about our posture. I think growing up, it's sort of like you hear your mom say, straighten up, you're going to, you know, all of that. But there's never really any discussion of why posture is important. So I was excited that we connected so you could come on, talk about this amazing book that's coming out and your experiences of how important this is to people's health.
Yeah, Patrick, this is, you know, I'm so glad I'm here talking about it. And you're exactly right that our moms or grandmas would, you know, correct us that you should keep your head straight. Oh, you should balance a book on your head while you're doing your homework.
Right.
But guess what? I mean, why, right? Because we have changed our lifestyles a bunch over the last century, right, as human beings. If you look at it, that you're leading a sedentary lifestyle. And what's that doing is that's really creating a havoc on our posture. Because before that, we were moving. We had a variety of movements. We were changing our positions all the time, which is very important for our body to maintain a muscular symmetry. But now that we are just hunched over, our muscles are almost like they are, our muscles are like Play-Doh, and they are being put in a mold of this hunched over posture, day in, day out, keeping this position for so many hours, which we, most of us do, right? So now those muscles become so tight that we really can't come out of it. And I'm glad you talked about COVID. Like post-pandemic, we are seeing the musculoskeletal diseases and injuries rise, the cases rise. Why? Because now we are also working at home. Mm-hmm. So There are a couple of things that play into that. First, there's no boundary between work and home. Mm-hmm. So we are working more hours in a hunched over position in front of our technology, right? Mm-hmm. Using the technology. And then the second is that in a lot of situations, we are not working with the proper setup. So we are probably taking a Zoom call and then maybe typing in between from the kitchen counter, right? Because now we have to make our kids, you know, we have to watch our kids do the homework, or we are also serving them dinner, but we are also doing some kind of, you know, office work in yes. the background. So that really plays into our increased rate of muscle injury, which I remember we were talking about it before the call slightly, mm-hmm. right? So what has changed is this, and why it's important is because first, it is it's not good for our physical health, which we know mm-hmm. that it's going to lead to muscle imbalance leads to injuries. Because when muscles are tight, our joint cannot move through that full range of motion. And those of you who are just listening to me, I have a fist and I'm trying to roll my hand over my fist, trying to show you that the joint really can't do its motion. And a lot of it also comes from the fact that the way we are holding our bodies when we are sitting in our chair, when we are hunched over, the range of motion that we are taking our joints through is half range of motion. It's incomplete range of motion. Mm-hmm. And that's very unhealthy for our body to go through that for a very long period of time. And then we are repeating it over and over again. So all of those things are happening physically, but I have seen the mental health mm-hmm. effects of this too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guess what? When you are hunched over, what you're projecting is not empowerment. You're not right. projecting confidence to others. Right. It's a posture that lowers our self-esteem, and that's documented and researched. So my why I want to bring this to surface, and I really want to communicate to other people to be mindful of their posture while they're working today, is so that they can be empowered to lead a better, healthier life, pain-free life, and also be empowered mentally. The reason we are seeing such high rates of burnout and depression and anxiety is because we are our postures are closing in. Mm-hmm. They are, we have our-
Restricted, very restricted. Restricted.
Very, very restricted, yep.
And it's interesting because when I, Aisha and I were talking before the show started about an injury I had to my back when we transitioned, and that's what we got into with COVID, where I had been working in an office setting, and then just like everyone else, I transitioned to online. And, you know, how I had no consideration that my chair and the posture would lead to the injury that I had, where I had, I remember the week perfectly because I had done yoga thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to stretch out, I'm going to be okay. And then I went for a long drive. And then the next day, my back completely seized and I couldn't move. And it was probably one of the scariest experiences I've ever had. And it took weeks and numerous appointments and stretching with my chiropractor and a lot of work to get it back to functioning again. And what I was sharing with Aisha is that I never put the pieces together that would cause such an injury. And it was really shocking for me.
Yeah, yeah. Sitting for long periods of time, especially when you have tight muscles already, which most of us do, unless we are taking care of our postural health on a daily basis, which my book and program is about. Unless you're doing that, we know that our muscles are going to be tight and we have a muscle imbalance going on. So now, just the way you told me about that you went to the yoga class, right? Yoga is awesome. It really is awesome for your posture, for your physical health, for your mental health. But guess what? If you have that muscle imbalance, which is pretty strong. We just don't realize it. And now you add activity to it.
Right.
Boom.
There you go. Exactly.
Now, our body's in shock all of a sudden, right? It's like, oh, hang on. What? I always thought, like, you know, I'm just supposed to hold with my shoulders rounded, head down. And now you're asking me to open up right away? Like, no. I can't do that, right? It's almost like
absolutely
to us. But no, this isn't right. So that's what happened, probably. That your muscles were asking them to undo that. It just doesn't happen right away. It's almost like they're like a piece of elastic, right? Mm. So if the elastic is really tight, it's not flexible anymore.
Right.
We can try to make it flexible over time, but, you know, adding a new activity, it could be, for some of my clients, it has been like swimming, but their neck muscles were very tight already. They went in and they just turned their head for after a couple of strokes, and they were having like neck pain. For a few weeks then. And it led to injury too. Same thing. Some of my clients have gone to Pilates classes and came back, oh, you know, we overdid it. Why? Well, our back is really cranky.
And not happy. Not happy.
So those things exist. So I totally can see how that can happen. So it's so important to take care of our posture on a daily basis.
Why, in your experiences, and I'm sure that probably contributed to your program and the development of your program and your book, why do you think we struggle with this? Because it's not a difficult concept that we have to take care of ourselves, yet we don't. Why do you think that is?
So there are a few things going there, because our posture and the way we hold our human frame, it's related to our mental framework too, right? So let me explain to you why. So when we are working and we are under work stress, right? Mm-hmm. So our body is going to go into a fight or flight mode.
Okay.
Right. So when that happens, because we are like, oh, we are running against a deadline, or we have a big presentation coming up, or I have a sales pitch coming up. The symptoms that we start seeing are very much similar to the fight or flight symptoms, which are like the breathing rate is higher, the heart rate is higher, blood pressure is higher. So we are sympathetically active. When we are sympathetically active, our body also tenses our muscles. So that's another symptom.
Okay.
And that when the muscles are tense, there are certain muscle groups that are ready to fire at that time. And those are your actually postural muscles, as we say, which are right in front of our shoulders, which is the chest muscle, chest muscle group, and then the anterior shoulder muscles. And then when we look at our lower body, it's the hip flexors, because it's asking our body to get ready to move, either run away, or fight.
Right.
So this postural feedback loop starts because of that work stress. And that's why we slump. You know, some of it is habitual too, but then some of it is because of the stress of the work, it's just a natural thing that, oh, okay, that we just slump because of the work stress. Now, over time, though, then our try to stay in that position. So then coming out of that hunched over posture starts taking a lot of effort on our part.
Right. And also, you know, not only working from home, as they were saying, like working on the desktop and everything, the role of cell phones and smart devices, too, from my understanding, also is a contributing factor to we're so much like this, you know, bent over. And that's affecting our neck, our posture, our back and all of that component. Do you see that as well as a problem with people?
Yes. So technology is it. Huge driver of it too, because as you said, like cell phone is one of the biggest things because we're always looking down on our cell phones. Like I've hardly seen someone who's using their cell phones in a proper posture, which I'm gonna just show you is like this.
Right? Oh, okay.
Keep one elbow down and then support your elbow with your hand, the front of your hand, and then use it like this. But a lot of times we are moving our head to look down instead of, you know, bringing it up to eye level, right?
Right.
The same thing is happening with our laptops. Same thing is happening with our computers too. And that we can say that because the technology has advanced so quickly over the last century, we just don't have a framework to use that technology while preserving
My internet's a little wonky. It keeps saying I'm unstable, so I apologize.
No problem.
How did you get into this line of work?
Oh, so I have a personal story. So this being a movement specialist is my second act. I worked as a software engineer in corporate before stepping into the health and wellness industry. And during my time in corporate, I was leading a sedentary lifestyle, working long hours, a lot of, you know, project stress. And that led to severe low back pain and sciatica. And I was on a journey to find the answers to, you know, eliminate low back pain from my life. And as I was going through it, I realized that how much we are lacking in tools that would help us preserve our health while we are working. It's awesome. You know, having a fulfilling career is an awesome thing. It's mm-hmm. really good for our bodies and our minds. However, you know, just overdoing it, going on to the other end of it is not healthy too. And in that process, what's happening is that you're not really, we lose the awareness of how we are holding our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that was my realization. So as I started incorporating more movement, more exercise into my life, I started feeling better. And my back pain and sciatic pain was relieved over 3 years, though. It happened over 3 years. But there were certain components, aspects of our life and health that we, I realized that we are not taking care of. And that is in form of, I call it a brace framework for posture correction. So the first thing I noticed was that our breathing is not efficient and optimal. Mm-hmm. And then the second was we are always under stress. So we are not relaxing. So R is for relaxation. And then the third thing is you're not active anymore in the sense that we don't change our body positions often.
Right.
Like we don't move often enough. So it's not that you have to just hit the gym for an hour.
Right.
It's great if you're doing that. But it's also that you shouldn't be sitting or standing in front of the computer for 8 hours straight. Break it up. We need to break it up.
Right.
And then the third is corrective exercises. Because we have a tendency, to some extent, we are always going to have some kind of like good stress in our lives. Mm-hmm. To some extent, you're going to have to deal with technology, which, you know, it has its own benefits. But in the meantime, we also know that there are certain muscle imbalances we are going to create if we are not aware of our posture. So to undo that, you have to follow corrective exercise program which is just a few stretches every day and a few strengthening exercises. Sometimes it might mean a few exercises or, foam rolling on the floor. But in order, just doing those 3 to 4 exercises a day can ensure that you have better posture. So that's how I came upon this field and I created this framework.
Right. So you really walked your talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. Like, it's nice to see that where, you know, where I've just had the experiences of, you know, sometimes I'm given guidance, but I can tell the person, you know, they don't have that experience of, they know what that back pain is, or they know what that issue is. And it does help to connect a little bit of it. It's, there's true personal knowledge here and you've lived it, which I think adds beautiful depth to it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I have lived through it. And every now and then, if I'm not being careful, it would come back. So right. I tell this to my clients, oh, well, that's what happened to me too last, you know, Friday, because I wasn't being careful, or I've been working very long hours and you know what? I didn't take my movement breaks for the last 3 days, and that's on me, but it happens and it's part of life.
Right.
But let's get back on the train. Let's not stay there, right? So as my favorite author, James Clear of Atomic Habits says, like, you know, if you are doing something small, even if it's 2 minutes a day or 3 minutes a day, you're improving yourself 1% every day. Mm. However, if you're not doing anything, you're probably going into negative, right? And that's not what you don't want. And that's exactly why we get injured. Because when we're not doing anything, we're not taking any action at all.
Right.
Then we are going behind. However, if you're improving, even if it's a little bit, so small habits, that's what my whole program is about. Maybe it's just breathing for 3 minutes a day. Maybe it's just doing 3 stretches a day. You know, even if you're not following the whole program, maybe it's just 3 minutes of whatever you choose to do. Do it, because you're improving a little bit.
Right. And I just had 2 thoughts to that. One, the book you mentioned, Atomic Habits, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I have to tell you a funny story that you mentioned that, because I had been looking at that book because it gets such great reviews. And then I thought, I don't know if I really want to read it or listen, right? You are probably the 3rd or 4th person since I said that who have told me how good it is. So it's definitely going on my list now. And I'll reach out to you when I finally get into it so we can chat about it. That's just a small thing, synchronicity. And it's interesting what you were saying too about those. I think in my mind, and I've had a lot of conversation, especially in human services and mental health and coaching and being on the computer, a lot of my issues and my colleagues is we are in front of the computer 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day. And we actually kind of have to support each other of, are you drinking water? Are you moving? You have to go outside. And it's interesting because before COVID, when you were just sort of like me being in private practice, you just sort of go into your own little island. And now since, you know, we've just needed that support, especially with COVID and being online and just everything in the world, I've noticed that support and that push to be healthier is something that I didn't know I was missing.
Yeah, no, that's so true. That's so true. So yeah, you're right. So that push, that motivation, right? That inspiration, you need that. You need that to move. And sometimes it's also like when you start experiencing the effects of what you're doing, you're like, oh yeah, my shoulder has been bothering me, right? A lot of my clients would come to me knowing that they can't move their shoulder or arm above shoulder height, right? But they're like, well, we have accepted this fate. But at the same time, they know that they want to change it, right? So that could be that stimulus, that could be the motivational factor to move more often, to still be productive at your work, to still be able to embrace technology because
it's part of our world, right?
And it's part of our lives now. It is part of our life. But sedentary means that you don't move for 8 to 10 hours a day, or mm-hmm. even more in right. certain cases, right? Sedentary doesn't mean that you don't get to work on computer or, at right. all. So that means that every 30 minutes, maybe you're setting a timer on your computer to move for 10 minutes at least. If you're not doing 10, at the most 10, but if you can do 10, which is a lot for some people, you can't step away from the desk. Oh, can you march for 2 minutes at your desk? Can right. you just stand up and march for 2 minutes in place? Can you just do a couple of stretches like the superhero poses that we have all, we are very familiar with, lifting your arms up towards the ceiling?
Right.
Right. So all of those things you can do. Maybe you can make a couple of rounds around your kitchen counter instead of just one round to get the to grab a glass of water. Maybe, you know, just walk around. So right. all of those are very, very simple. You could even do them while you're on a Zoom call.
Right.
If your video is off. But that makes us not sedentary. That makes us active.
Right. That
is what is required to undo the damage that we are doing to our bodies while working with technology without awareness.
Right. And I love what you're saying too, because what I'm hearing is it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated, and it's easy to integrate into your daily life.
Yes. Yes, it is. So a lot of times, to my clients, I would give this homework to them that, okay, so for the next week, I just want you to take 3 minutes every hour. That's it. Every hour that you're working in front of the computer, set a timer on your phone or the computer. And there mm-hmm. are some apps that I suggest to my clients too, that they can use. Just every hour, 3 minute break. So, and most of my clients are working 10-hour days. So 3 times 10 is 30 minutes, right?
Right.
That you're getting the recommended movement, which by Surgeon General, right?
Wow, right.
Yeah, it doesn't Brilliant. Have to be Brilliant. Intense. It doesn't even have to be intense. Right. And I'm like, listen, and do whatever you want. Maybe for 1 minute you do 10 squats, and for 1 minute you just lift your arms up and down. As long as you're moving, you're varying your position from what you were doing before. If you were seated, stand up and do those stretches, right?
Right.
If you were standing, maybe sit down and do certain stretches. Maybe get on the floor and do bird dog, or which is a yoga pose and Pilates pose, or a cat cow stretch, which is a back stretch, and do those. And they come back to me, they're like, oh, you know what, we do feel better.
Right. You know what you're talking about, Aisha.
They're just surprised. They're like, why didn't we think of it earlier?
Right.
It wasn't as hard. The only thing hard was that they had to acknowledge the timer, right?
Right.
Yes, that was the only thing. But then they're like, no, but we didn't really stop working in many cases. If we were listening to a call or we were in a meeting, we just turned our video off for 3 minutes and we did it. We got back on. And that was nothing for most of them.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I wanted to say too, in addition to Atomic Habits, the other book that is on my list is going to be Unhunched. Because I mean, the listeners might be a little jealous because I got a preview and I was reading it a little bit before we came in. So it's so beautiful. I can't wait to get it all. I can't wait to get it for myself. Can you tell us about this amazing book that is coming out next month?
Yes. So it's a product of, the fact that I've been seeing the musculoskeletal injuries rise in my clients, especially after COVID. The caseload almost doubled for my clients. And it was the small changes. The thing is, I started incorporating more coaching into my routine too, because now I was working just primarily virtually. So I would ask them, what were your work habits? What was going on? And they would tell, we have been sitting on the couch working and couch
and eating and sleeping and talking.
And sometimes on in the bed too.
Yes.
Like taking meetings from the bed. It's all good. Listen, I'm all for having a relaxed work environment. Yeah. But it's not always good for your posture right. for a long time, right?
Right?
One meeting is okay if you're doing it all day. Well, not so much. Like, so that is why I wrote the book, because I wanted to have this message out, and I wanted people to have something to go to, like a resource to just go to in case they are struggling with their posture, or they're struggling with lower back pain, head pain, headaches, neck pain, or shoulder pain. And they know that something is going on in the work, right? But they just are not sure how to relieve it. So that's why the book is here. And in that book, I go over the history and evolution. We evolved into this unhunched posture over millions of years. And there's a reason why human beings are unhunched, an upright species, and none of the other species is. So,
right.
You know, so I talk about the importance of it. And then I also looked at the indigenous populations of this world today, and then, you know, in the past, and how they were preserving their postural health through movement, through staying active. Their lifestyles were very, very active. But now things have changed, right? And what has changed in our environment? This book talks about that. And how exactly, there are like small tips that you can, there are tips that are based on small habits that you can implement within your life during the day, during your workday. And that is in form of the brace posture correction is about, but it's all about helping others. I really want to help all the desk bound professionals who are, you know, working stuck behind the computer screens. And at the end of the day, they're feeling tense and stiff, and they're like, oh, what do we do? We don't have extra hours in our day, and we really don't feel good anymore.
Right. Now, and once again, congratulations on coming out with this book. I can't wait for it to hit the shelves next month. One of the questions too, as you're talking about it, for people who might be interested in working with you, are you still doing virtual? Can anyone reach out to you? And how is the best way for people to connect with you?
Yes, so I do mostly now. I work virtually. So okay. I do posture coaching. We do assessments. I diagnose them, their postural imbalances. Then I create a program for them, and then we go from there. So they can reach out to me on my website, toneandstrengthen.com. They can go and book a call on that. And another way to reach out to me is through LinkedIn. So okay. I'm very active on LinkedIn, and I always check my LinkedIn profile. So if somebody's interested to connect with me there, I am always there.
All right, wonderful. I'm so excited. And there's so many other things, components that I would love for you to come back, because I'm just thinking also to have the discussions of, for the professionals who also have to travel a lot, and who are on the plane or on the road, or, you know, I'm just thinking like truck drivers or people who have to take all these long trips in the plane. I think that would be a great follow-up conversation if you would love to come back and just kind of explore more how we can do that. And also for like busy parents, because I work with a lot of people who are so busy. And once again, as we see it, we usually put our health as the last, on the last of the totem pole, or of the list of things to do. So I would love to have you come back so we can continue this conversation, because I could just talk all night, because it's so interesting, of something that I never would have thought of,
Yeah, thank you so much. I would love to come back and talk about it. And I'm going to briefly just touch on both the things that you mentioned. You said talking about people who travel a lot in the airplanes or are driving, right? They're behind the wheel for a very long period of time. It's funny because this morning I was in an Uber ride. And the Uber driver told me this, that she started driving Uber a year ago, and now she has extreme lower back pain.
Oh.
And she believes that it's because of the amount of time that she's sitting behind the wheel.
Right.
And as she's driving, I told her a few tweaks of her driving seat.
And oh. Like,
yeah. And she's like, oh.
I mean, that's divine intervention right there. Like, she lucked out here, okay? Of all people to be driving around.
she was so surprised. She's like, oh, yeah, it does feel better. I understand. And one of the tips I told her was, like, in between the rides, if you can, or at least every hour, you know, park your car and move around. Can you do that? Do you stop for coffee? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, instead of going through drive-through, park your car and, you know, walk around the coffee shop a few times, you know, in the parking lot or wherever, but walk for 5 minutes and you're going to see that your muscles are not tense anymore because now you're not sedentary anymore.
Right.
She said the same thing. Oh, I never thought about that. Right.
Yeah.
simple things. And you're right. As we are parents, we have so much going on in our lives. And we are the last ones. Yes. And I have 3 boys, so I know how that goes.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, you know, one of the things too that I've talked about is, you know, my dog is sort of my divine intervention where, you know, I have to take her out during the day. And it's so funny because the other day it happened where I was running late and then I had to take her out. And like any good dog, she took her time. Don't you know I'm late? Don't you know I'm running? And then I made myself laugh for my nonsense because she's doing what a dog does. And it actually let me be in the sun and get some fresh air and move. And we found the patch of grass that she wanted. But it was, if I didn't have her, I wouldn't move a fraction of what I do now. And it's still not enough, but it's more than what I would before I had her.
Yes, pets are awesome. They are awesome. I suggest to my clients all the time, like, you know, not only for mental health reasons or companionship, you should have a pet because it's really awesome. They do motivate you to move. Another form of motivation, right? Just like posture is a motivation or not feeling stiff at the end of the day is a motivation. Well, you have to go because your pet is wanting you to go. But I like it that your dog kept you accountable, that you know, you got a little more movement in. Yeah. You got some more sunshine.
She knew.
And fresh air.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah. So as we, you know, as we kind of wind down, and you know, it's just been so lovely connecting with you and hearing about all the work that you're doing, that as a desk sitting person, we do need you. So I will definitely be spreading the word to the people so that they know that there are resources out there and how important it is also, and this will be part two of our show when we come back, is also as we get older, because I think that's a conversation too that is important of why we kind of like there. I find this acceptance of, well, I'm getting older, so that must mean that I'm just going to get in pain or I'm just going to do this. And I think we can sort of revitalize that a bit. But
yeah,
I would love to know, what is one piece of advice? So, and I'll put in the show notes how people can get a hold of you as well. And then if they have any questions, they can reach out to me and I can connect you. One of the questions I love to ask is, what is one piece of advice as we wind down tonight that you would like people who are watching or listening to walk away from with this conversation? What is one piece of advice that you give them?
Oh, so one piece of advice would be it would be related to technology, because I'm assuming that most of the people are on technology a lot of times. So it would be to put your screen on your eye level. So raise your screens up. If you have a screen, which is a desktop, and most of the desktops, you can raise your screen, that screen very easily. If you have a laptop, buy a laptop stand. They are literally under $20. There are many options on Amazon, and they're portable too, that you can actually fold them, put them in your backpack. I travel with mine all the time. I don't go anywhere without it, even to the coffee shop. But what that does is it raises your screen to the eye level. So you can use it at the airport. You can use it, at a coffee shop. You can use it inside the plane. And that is so important, because a lot of the muscular imbalances are driven by that forward head that we have. You're trying to get a better look at the screen, and then we are turning down either to look at our keyboards, or our screen is lower, so we are turning our neck down. Once we turn our necks down and have a forward head along with it, mostly it, both are in tandem, then we have shoulders rounded too with it. So all this upper body posture that we are seeing is because we are trying to look down too often. And then, of course, with the phone too, as I said, either, you lift your elbow up.
I'm going to be mindful. I'll let you know how I do.
or have a stand. But the most important piece of advice would be raise your screens up.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming, Coach Aisha Tahir, spreading the word about how important posture is, not just for the book, for good posture, but also for our health and our mental health. So I'm so grateful that you were able to come tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am so happy that I could, be here on the show, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Awesome. And I wish everyone who's listening, if you're celebrating any holidays this weekend, to have a wonderful, safe holiday with lots of fun. And once again, please remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and also listen to Friday Night Feels on Spotify and all of the platforms for podcasts. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Take care, everyone.